Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
City of stars.
I'm still,
sorry. I won't do it. No, I won't do it.
Still.
Anymore. I won't do it anymore.
Come on. It's been two days.
I'm done. I won't do it. I have no intention of doing it anymore. You know?
God, when you're in the car and you're listening.
Not like I put it in my soundboard or anything, you know?
Fun tune.
You were so focused during the break.
It's
I watched you doing it.
Did you see me doing that?
Yes,
you
know, feverishly.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
When you listen in the car, do you drum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely, especially to the summer montage.
Summer montage sounds like a porn star.
Mommy, what's daddy doing?
No, that is an insult to that theme. It sounds like an old, you know, show tune to
No, I'm saying the name Summer Montage would be the name of the porn star.
Have you thought of teaching your son a different instrument so you guys could start a band?
No, I have not, but thanks for asking. I appreciate that. No, I'd like to see him maybe get piano lessons, though, because I think if you learn, every parent wants to do this.
I'm one step ahead of you. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Very few parents follow through.
You're thinking, if you had a son that played piano, then you'd have someone to accompany you when you sing.
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking in terms, no, I know that would be what you'd like to think.
Well, no, that's what I think for me. That's why I wanted my kids to
learn. Because you're a more selfish parent than I am. I will tell you that.
That's how I've built a bedrock of my parenthood is on selfishness.
On selfishness.
Yes.
No. Well, really, your kids would not have enjoyed King's Dominion unless mommy and daddy did, right?
Mike, it is an amusement park.
8 hours.
But your desire to, you love it.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you love it.
But have they ever once gone like, no, they're into it. They like it.
No, but I'm saying, but they would have been deprived of that if you had liked going to, say,
a science fair.
Like the Air and Space Museum.
I don't want to go there. Why would we go there?
No, but I mean, that's what my point being, I want him to be in piano because it would be a bedrock for him to play other instruments, and it would increase the breadth of his musical knowledge.
Because
I want him to play so I can sing a Frank Sinatra song. Thank you very much. Although
it'd be pretty great.
Well, of course it would be fun.
Yeah, see?
He's
not going to get up during the holidays. His son, why don't you get on that piano?
Let's welcome little 10-year-old
Michael O'Mara,
and here's a little one I like to call I'll Be Around.
I think it would be super
There
awkward.
Are tater tots in your freezer because you like to eat them.
Yeah,
not
the
because
kids
the
them.
Kids like them.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's a, is that fair? You enjoy
is that fair? Thing. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say anything you fucking want.
Oh, now you're hostile.
Oh.
The nerve has been done.
Although I do feel that if he were to become an accomplished pianist.
Put that away. That is not what you should. That is right there as a fellow fat man that you are pouring a half an inch onto your waist right now by drinking that beverage like
Coca-Cola Classic.
Calorie.
A sugary soda is that's Denny McLean when he got to be 800 pounds. He was drinking the 6-pack of Pepsi a day.
Oh, but
that's the worst thing you can drink.
Pepsi is the worst, but Coke is good.
You can't do a diet soda.
No, diet soda is worse for you because of the chemicals.
No, it is not worse for you.
It
they're
is
both bad. My point is, if you have to drink a soda,
Rob Sater before I sing,
fuck off as he's slurping down his regular.
Well, are we going to the gym today?
We can't
Coke.
Today because Julia has a thing, but we will go tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll go tomorrow.
I went yesterday by myself. It was kind of lonely.
Yeah, it was kind of lonely.
How many days a week is he making?
He's making at least 2 a week, which is good.
Yeah.
Two a week is fine.
Yeah, two strong. It's better than zero.
It is better than zero.
You know what? I will tell you, though, through the miracle of modern medicine, I'm getting happy and I shouldn't because I'm walking. It's weird. I went off the drug that I was taking to thin my blood. Xarelto. The Jack Kent cook.
Sounds like an assassin.
Xarelto. And I feel...
We come from the planet Xarelto.
Xarelto. And by the way, after I started taking it, I had all the... You know, I watched all the... every single ad on TV was like, if you've suffered a brain bleed from using Xarelto, I hated it.
Oh, brain bleed.
But I don't like drugs. And after I took them, and now it's just... It's not feeling so good as to make me delude myself that I don't need to get this tended to.
Right.
But man, oh man.
Better, right? Just,
how many LBs do you have to lose before your next surgery?
I don't have to lose any LBs.
You're good?
Before surgery. I would, you know, how many LBs would I like to lose?
Yes.
Would be north of 50 pounds. That's how much I'd like to lose.
But
technically,
the new hip will support the weight.
You know what, Mike? This is cute because he's talking about the new hip.
Down because of the weight.
He's talking about the new hip like it's a stepladder.
Well, the one new hip, Oscar, the logic of that, the new hip already supports the weight. So,
that's what I'm saying. But realistically, if we're going to really break it down,
yes,
the hips were degenerated over years because of the weight.
And
right?
The hips don't lie.
No.
I wish I could. Tell you that was the reason. Do they? Does the pain? Is it exacerbated by having weight on? I would say there's absolutely no
likely
question. The condition itself would be something along the lines of why you would get a 150-pound person having arthritis. It's arthritis. Arthritis is a medical condition. So the
does
lack
it
of
run
cartilage
in your family?
Because I get
Osteoarthritis runs in my family.
My knees are now where you get that runner's knee or tendonitis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
or it could be arthritis. You know, when if you have a history of it in your family.
And my mom has rheumatoid arthritis, right?
All the conditions that anything orthopedic though is can be improved with weight.
Yeah. So it's to your point.
But could I get lose 100 pounds and not have to have hip surgery? Probably not.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know enough about that surgery. I know that I started working out my legs, the muscles around my knee. And I thought, I was like, my knee's just toast. I can't run the way I used to run. I did that for about 7 months. And now my knee doesn't hurt at all.
That's
phenomenal.
Good. That's mm-hmm. that's what it's all about,
right?
That's why
because he's
rehab.
Awesome.
No, I didn't buy into it. I really didn't. I thought this is it. Yeah. Like this is it's curtains. I'm gonna have to have surgery here within the next 2 years.
Well, I think that first of all, I've done one already, and I've done the other, and you know what? I haven't been thin enough to say hey. And that's I'm choosing to get bionic anyway, and there are plenty
of
people.
I think they should rebuild you. We've been telling you for this
forever.
Well,
to be honest with you, if you looked at my MRIs and my X-rays, you would say, the weight won't. I've asked that direct question. I say,
have you?
And the question is always answered the same way. It would. If there's a chance, it would make you feel a little better, but
it wouldn't fix the problem.
It would not fix the problem.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Do they?
Which sucks.
And I'm not trying to bust balls here. Do they want you sometimes to weigh less before you go in for general anesthesia? Like to be healthier for the procedure
absolutely.
Overall.
I mean, absolutely, but it's never been something that's top of discussion. I would assume, the lighter you are, the more physically fit you are, the better everything is, you know?
Or you could be the guy from The Biggest Loser and get a heart attack out of the blue.
That's right.
Right.
Or you could be Finn as a rail and smoke 3 packs a day.
You know, if you're fit, it's better. If you that's everything, you know, but it falls. I have to go see my NGH doctor to make a final.
What's an NGH?
Not going to happen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I feel bad lying to her, but I don't want Abby to know her parents are going to be killing people.
Yeah, she thinks so little of us already. So, I was thinking, if we're going to do this, we have to do it right. We can't just kill anybody. We have to kill someone who won't be missed.
Someone without a family.
Right, and someone bad who deserves it.
Ooh, yeah, like who?
I don't know. I guess the prototype would be a young, single Hitler.
Oh, God, we'd be heroes.
And when we do find someone, we have to be prepared. No more impulse killing. It's too risky.
Totally.
We have to get tarps, gloves, mops, sponges, bleach to clean up the blood. All the blood. So much blood. Blood everywhere.
Hun.
Yep.
You don't have to go with me.
I'm not sending you out to do this alone, sweetheart. We're doing it together.
Oh. But I'll do the actual killing, okay? So you don't have to worry about that.
Yay.
What if we kill that dentist who got that woman pregnant while she was having her wisdom teeth out?
I think that was just a Lifetime movie.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun. Hey.
What about that shitty woman in my yoga class?
Doesn't she have kids?
Yeah, but they're shitty too. I'm sorry. It's the hunger talking.
Man, where are all the young single Hitlers?
Speaking of Hitler, your mom called.
By the way, your mom's not so easy either.
At least my mom doesn't ask me every week why we only had one kid.
Can we get back to killing people? Because I feel like that's a less loaded subject.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
What is that from? That is a funny clip. I like that.
You need to watch this show, Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, the new one that you like so bad.
It is, I'll tell you about it. It's pretty good. It involves a lot of disgusting things, and I had no idea this was about to happen. It has Drew Barrymore as the female lead. That's the one you heard in the clip.
Oh, wow.
And about 8 or 9 minutes into the first episode, I don't think this is a spoiler alert because they build the entire show on it. She's showing a house. She's a realtor.
Right.
And they're pointing to all the features in the house. And she proceeds to have the most graphic puke scene since probably The Witches of Eastwick. And she throws up her liver.
Oh, my God.
And she becomes The Walking Dead. And the show is about them trying to kill people so she can eat. She subsists so like only on human flesh.
It's a vampire thing?
No, it's a zombie thing. And and you know, Patton has a cameo in it that we've seen so far. And Thomas Lennon, who was on Reno 911 and is currently in The Odd Couple, he plays the principal of the kid's school. And he is funny. They need to get at his mother because she's Serbian. And it's an old Serbian curse.
That sounds like they smoked a big fatty before they did that.
If you watch this show, you'll binge watch it in two nights. It's a great, great show.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Yes, and Timothy Oliphant, I think that's how you say his name.
Oliphant.
Plays the husband, and the first impression you'll get is that, they've cast this guy because he's like a good-looking guy. No, he's funny. He is powerfully funny.
Where does one find this little gem?
Netflix.
Netflix, God love you. Yeah. I will do it. I will be checking it out this weekend. Very, very exciting. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Hour. We appreciate all our P1s joining us today and supporting bonus show content. We thank ye, thank ye, thank ye. And just a reminder to all of you that enjoy this extra content. This is a real driver for us on the show. We constantly have to remind people to get involved. And we would love it if our base audience took a little more time to download bonus shows and got involved with it. It's amazing. To me, even with a greater participation this year than last, how people that enjoy the free part of the show don't subscribe to the bonus show content, which helps keep the show alive. So if you're somebody that talks to others that would like to spread the word of the bonus show content, you're our ambassadors, and it is very, very happy us if you go out and do that. With that said, let me turn it over to my compatriot, Mr. Soda Drinker himself, Regular Coke Rob, Regular Coke RC Rob Cola.
Now let's open with presents. This is hot from our PO box, and if you ever need to mail anything to us,
smoking hot.
We're at TMOS Box
32101, Washington D.C. 20007. Hey Rob, I want to say I should have said this on the regular show.
Yeah.
Thanks to you for helping me out with that voice stuff that I did yesterday.
Oh, that was fun. Nice. I really enjoyed
it. Appreciate that.
Nice.
Really, Rob is a quick turnarounder for certain things like this that I am not, and it is mucho appreciated. Whether I'll do it, I'll keep you posted.
Anytime, I've got the clip if you want to hear it, if you want to play it. I think it's a pretty good.
I liked it.
I played it for Pony.
I haven't heard it.
I was so pleased.
Okay, go ahead, play. This is Rob. I asked Rob. This is very simple. It's a voiceover demo that I asked Rob to put together for me that demonstrates the narration stuff that I do, and it's for straight voice work. It's
not gay.
We made it a little, I kept it lighthearted, but what impressed me, and never I work know. With you every day, is that even on straight read, you offer
Mike's
so
the
many,
best in the country.
So much coloration and so many variants on
His
what
range.
You do. Yeah, the range
I
is
also,
great.
Thank you. What I also will tell you is that I love that kind of stuff. And I love it enough where I make it a sidelight that I do all the time? No, I do it extremely rarely.
You're living your life.
I do enjoy it. We've had a couple, Oscar. I'll be honest with you. I've done two major narrations in recent memory, and
The space one.
They take a bit of time. And
I remember leaving,
weary.
And then Rob would call me 5 hours later. He's like, "I just left Mike's."
Weary,
to talk about
pretty stunning.
I said, "What?"
However, I will say this: I wasn't even the voice on it. But when I saw that 4D presentation and the way they use your voice,
4K,
it's worth 4K. It's worth it. It is absolutely worth it.
Well, it was fun to do. It was fun to do. But they're, you know, I mean, they're guys that do this. Hey, Dude Walker. Dude, when we got Dude Walker on, that's the guy that always motivates me to do it because Dude's such a nice guy, and it's a fun sidelight to do, and it fits into what I do here. So we sent this, we put this little demo together, and this is just straight voice work. If you want to play it, that's
fine. Okay, very cool. This is how it goes.
Hello. This is the star of our solar system. Without the sun, the earth, and moon would be nothing but cold, dark rocks drifting aimlessly in space. World-class rock, blues, and jazz from Eastern Iowa's 99-plus KFMH, Muscatine, Davenport, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, everywhere. Here's the catch-22 of your financial life. The more progress you make, the more complicated it becomes to manage. Accounts scattered everywhere, checking, savings, retirement, credit, investments, mortgages, loans. If you're only seeing one piece of the puzzle at a time, you'll make investment mistakes based on incomplete intel.
True.
Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous.
That was it. Okay, so that's enough. That's a little taste right there. That's
so it gives up all the different variants.
It's a two-minute thing, and so it goes.
Well, who'd you send it off to?
That's the secret.
Paramount Motion Pictures.
Yes, Paramount Motion Pictures. In a world. In a world.
In a world.
You know the answer to that, Oscar, yourself, but I can't talk about it.
I probably don't remember.
Okay, he doesn't remember.
But Mike, I want to wish you the best of luck being the new announcer for Big O and Dukes.
Thank you very much.
Hope it works out.
Speaking of announcing, do you know that big voice that you hear on ESPN all the time?
Yeah.
That guy's exclusively with ESPN.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they give him something. They have an idea. They give him something within an hour. I guess this is when you get paid the big dollars, Mike, and I hope to God this happens for you. Mm-hmm. He's got to turn it around within. He's got a turnaround time within 15 minutes. That he goes into the booth at his home, knocks it out, and sends it right back to ESPN.
That's the miracle of the digital age. Yep. Is that's the way we roll, and it's fun, and that's why we were. You know, we had the
that's
discussion
why this
yesterday
is possible.
About.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that at NBC in New York they had a guy,
yes,
all day that sat in a booth to do stuff. He just stayed there, and some days he did stuff, and some days he didn't. Some days it was a full
promo. Ernie Anderson's another guy that would roll in and go, you know, this Friday on ABC. That's a, you know, that's the way.
I love
and
it.
You know what? It's something I love to do the straight stuff because my career's been the opposite, and so to do that is fun. Getting a narration, doing a narration on Hurricane, a documentary on hurricanes. That's fun for me. I love that. And going into it, and look, it's great to do it from your home. But it's still fun, and you know, you're not going to get that. These studios don't have this anymore because so many people work from home. But still, if you're going to put projects, to video, like for an actual Discovery documentary,
where they have to match words,
you really have to roll into a place to do it. But most stuff now you don't, and it's fun to do. I love doing that kind of work. But
there was, I thought one of the most amazing things, and we did the Cosmos documentary. There were times when he read while watching the clip on an iPad.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just so. Mm-hmm. Marvelous to think fun. That's how far it's come that he could do it in his
it's
house.
It's lots of fun, and of course, you got to keep Mrs. O'Mara in yoga class. So
sure do. Well, Mike, let's turn our attention to Crofton, Maryland, shall we?
Hey, Crofton, I played golf in Crofton Country Club.
I dated a girl from Crofton once.
Hey, have you ever golfed at Raspberry Falls?
That's the first snakehead fish that it was ever reported in the country.
That's right, in Crofton.
In Crofton.
That's right.
That was her nickname.
That's a great
snakehead fish. Right there.
Well, I tell you, hey, that's the my phone's ringing. It's the Chamber of Commerce from Crofton calling us and saying thank you.
Oh, another plaque from Crofton?
Yes, sir. Crofton's business council says thank ye.
I remember when someone said, "Where's Crofton?" I said, it's kind of trashy, but she's really nice.
So Crofton, you answered, "Where is Crofton?" with "It's trashy."
Well,
you skipped right ahead.
I said it's near Annapolis, but not really. It's between Lanham and
Annapolis and Bowie.
Yeah,
and Mike, it has the best qualities of both towns.
Yes, it does.
It's like a bad birthmark that isn't shown to the public.
What did this girl do to you?
Hold on. We're not doing Crofton justice. I don't think it's that way.
The Bowie Bay Sox are right around the corner.
Yeah, the Bowie Bay Sox are there. So Crofton's
that's
not,
minor league bowl.
Right. I think it goes, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think, if I got this right, because I lived in Maryland, I think it goes Annapolis, Davidsonville.
Nice pull.
Crofton.
Yeah.
Bowie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like going down a flight of stairs.
Or... It's like going down a flight of stairs.
Annapolis? No, Davidsonville was a pretty wealthy suburb of Annapolis, I guess.
It would
I
be.
Don't know. One of my
Crofton,
radio station
though, is not the crown jewel of that
the Maryland crown
equation.
One of my radio station owners lived in Davidsonville, and I Mike. Used to go to his nice. House for a party. And this guy, everything was big. He was a little guy, but he had a big appetite. So you go into his garage, and he had the cases of whatever scotch he drank, mm-hmm. and he had the cartons of Marlboro Lights
hey,
in his garage.
That's nice.
They bought in bulk.
You
I
know
believe
why,
he
Mike?
May be dead now.
What
I'm
they
sure.
say is true. Your dollar goes a long way in
sure.
Davidsonville.
I loved Annapolis. I had good times in Annapolis. I loved Annapolis. Yeah. Loved living there. Beautiful, beautiful town.
We nearly drove to it. We just looked at it.
We looked at it briefly. No, we drove yeah. through Annapolis.
Oh, we did. We didn't
you
go
didn't
across.
Drive to the Eastern Shore. You
That's where
so,
we didn't go.
God, you live in D.C. and you don't know this. I mean, you live a sheltered life. You,
I do.
You really? Did you think that Annapolis was on the other side of the bridge?
No, I forgot which house we went to. We did go to the Annapolis house, and I do know
we went
that
to the
house.
Annapolis
Come on.
House that I and really calling that an Annapolis.
And you know,
house,
and
I
mean, that's probably
really
what threw me because it doesn't really feel like an Annapolis.
Yeah,
house.
We didn't go to
and
the
that house
area.
In Annapolis. I think the Statue of Limitations is passed.
Yes, that's a beautiful statue, by the
statute?
Way. You can see it.
Is it
yes,
statute?
Of me,
statute.
Right. Statute. Right.
The Olympics.
What were you going to say about the house? Now I'm girding my loins for a slam here.
When you said Annapolis all these years, I thought it was going to be one of these Annapolis little houses. And when we rolled
like
into
an old town,
Annapolis.
You didn't think I'd have like a regular burb house?
Yeah,
or
I was like,
house?
Mike O'Mara's. That's not Mike O'Mara's house.
You'd exit at the windmill and go see Mike.
No, I went Stevensville, Maryland, to a little track house there, and then kind of a
you
step
said track,
above,
right? Not crack.
A track house, not a crack house. Then a step above that, I had a little track house that was built on a larger piece of land. Mm-hmm. And
what's a track
then,
house?
You know, where they're built one after the other. After
oh,
the
God.
Other.
Okay, cool,
I live
cool,
in a track
cool.
house
Development.
Right now, yeah. technically. And then, but I loved it. I had that downtown area was just a choice.
Well,
but
you
then,
were stones throw away then.
Yeah. And they did tend to fuck it up, as they do with many little areas.
Really?
You know? Yeah, it's just they overdevelop it a little bit. Yeah. You know, it's just
but you know, what speaks well is that when we went there, your neighbor still lived there and remembered
he
you.
Did. He did. He was the neighbor that, and I love telling this story, that would come out and look at me and shake his head like I'm the
ruefully.
Complete and total asshole. No, not ruefully. More like, oh, there goes the jerk off again. And I
back.
Think because he witnessed me do two of the, this is why I'm not handy. Not because of the neighbor, but because it contributed to my lack of confidence in household product. He witnessed me cut through the electric cord of a hedge trimmer. So
that
he
was
saw
powering
me do that.
The hedge trimmer, right?
Powering the hedge trimmer. I could have been electrocuted. It didn't happen. And then he witnessed me put an extension ladder on top of a picnic table on my deck and fall off of it. Yeah. And come over and go and say, and then, you know, like from that point forward, it'd be like, what are you going to do today? Fuck you, Ed.
Walking on the house.
And of course, his name is Ed.
Right. Ed. I think that's right. So it was just, and I had other neighbors too. I always had a neighbor that was a handy, you know, you get into these neighborhoods and you get the guy that's got the garage that looks like a well equipped, regular garage.
You occasionally run into a neighbor that has like a garage with pegboard. And then when you take the hammer down, there's an outline of the hammer. So you know where to put it back. It's like, fuck you.
Who's got the time?
Yeah. Meanwhile, in my house, the kids are busy hiding all the tape measures. I mean, I've got 75.
Did I tell you what I did to my fucking garage? Did I even mention that? Did
no.
I say that? Okay, so we have in the plastic garage door, we just had the house painted down here, and the way they work in these little neighborhoods is they come in and you're essentially told when your house
is going
to be
painted.
It's
time to paint the house, yeah.
Because they're going to paint 50 other houses too. So you pick out a little color, they come in and they do it. It's great. It's one of the things that you get out of paying an association fee, and that's how it works. So they paint the house, and I pull into the driveway, and I look in front, and my little garage has these windows with stencils in each pane of the window that look kind of, they look like they're a little threadbare. They've been there too long, and they kind of look old.
They're silhouettes of you, right?
No, they're not. They're actually Greek boys having sex.
They appear to be playing leapfrog.
It's a bunch of people having sex. No. Yeah. So I looked at these. And I said, "Well, I'm gonna clean those up." And they pop out. And so
they're a disaster.
And I go around and I see that, okay, there they are. And no, you don't just pop them out. You actually have a plastic frame on this plastic door with screws on it.
All right.
And so I take that out and I take off the backing. And as I pull the backing out, comes out with the little stencil on it.
Sure.
That's another piece of plastic. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'll pop those out and then I'll clean the window. And so I pop it, I unscrew it, take it off, take out the little plastic part, throw that in.
So to
and
be
then go
clear,
over and I Windex the pane that's still into the window.
The etching is like just like an applique. It's not really
etched
glass.
It's like
glass.
You would have, you know, when you have a window that's got the dividers on it, but they're not real.
Oh, but they're
designs.
Not really dividers.
Designs.
Okay,
it's
I'm
that,
with you.
Only
right.
It's a little thing in the window. Yeah. It's a little thing, a little design that they have. And it looks old. It looks like something from the 90s and not the 80s or 90s and not recently, where I just want to have the pane of glass.
Yes.
And several houses in the neighborhood do. So I go over and I spin put the Windex on it, and then I press on the window to do that, and it falls
right out
like
the other side.
It like completely falls. Like, of course, that's what was securing the window pane in there was the plastic that I had just unscrewed, because I'm such a dumb fuck. That's why that happened. And
Carla,
Michael was taking another one of his naps, Oscar. So Carla is sitting in the driveway with the engine running because we don't want to get him out of his car seat when he's sleeping.
Oh, so she's watching it go down.
She just sits out there and she's texting and she looks at me and I look at her and it's like she sees my eyes just standing on my tippy toes looking out with my little hands coming out and my thumbs bleeding because I did that. And then I didn't do it to the rest of them. Got all the stencils out,
Cool. Rescrewed
the windows in, and did not lose one other pane of glass. But I got the glass guy coming out tomorrow.
Do you have a hole in your garage right now?
Oh, wait, I mean, you don't need a glass guy for that. You don't need a glass guy for that.
Yes, I do.
No, just go and get a piece of glass.
Yeah, go get a fucking piece of glass. I'm not going
to
do that.
I've done Ace Hardware, take the other pane out, say, can you make me another one
duplicate
of these?
This.
It's like $20.
No,
you're
less
done.
Than that. Go to a Home Depot. Fuck me.
Yeah. No, I'm getting the glass guy to come out and do it.
So did you leave the... Did you leave the stencil out?
How much are you going to whore me? Is he going to charge me like $100?
It'll probably be $100 minimum.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the he's going to have the same piece of glass cut.
Just told him what to do. He won't do it.
I know.
It's fine.
I know. Can we talk about Crofton?
Yeah, back to the box.
Oh, blow me. All right, go ahead.
All right, this comes from a listener that said, I think he used to have a detective show on CBS, Jack O'Bannon.
Can I take it down to the Ace Hardware and do it?
Yeah.
They'll do it. Home Depot will do it.
They have glass there. They have just glass.
This is a city... Ace Hardware that we have around the corner here, or it might be a True Value. Either, same thing.
Yeah.
You walk in, you're like, hey, I need this. They're like, yeah, no problem. We got glass in the back or plexiglass, whatever you want.
They actually rescreened a screen for me there. Do you know that?
All right, I'm going to do that today.
You should.
I'll do it tomorrow when the guy was supposed to come.
Yeah, at least learn about the process. Or you can call them and say, hey.
Oh, call them and say that you picked up all the pieces and glued them back together and you won't need them.
How about I call him and say, drink another fucking Coca-Cola, dipshit.
Wow.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Matt,
you
know, the problem is, lessons, by the way.
It's not even that cold. That's the problem with it. It doesn't even taste that good.
Put it on ice.
I would love to. Jack O'Bannon from Crafton, Maryland writes, Mike.
Crafton.
Dear TMOS, like many listeners who write in, I've been through a lot in the last few years. The one constant has always been your show. In addition, the one constant has always been your show. In addition to purchasing bonus packages every year, I wanted to send you some personal gifts. Enclosed are the following items. For Mike, there is a copy of the children's book. Let me pull it out. Walter the Farting Dog.
Oh, God. Let me see that.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yes. It is.
Might have to read that one.
It's not a category. It's not a category.
Can you hold it up?
You got to stand up and then.
For Mike, there is a copy of the children's book, Walter the Farting Dog. For obvious reasons, it is a favorite of my nieces and nephews. Second.
That looks funny. That really.
Can you open this up, Oscar?
Sure.
It's wrapped in paper.
Yeah.
That's for people that I'm a believer that toots and farts are funny.
Yes.
And they will be forever. What did Oscar get?
No, this is also for you, Mike. Second, there is a Honeycrisp apple sign that I found at a flea market.
Oh,
it's a tin sign. Very nice.
Let me take a peek at that. Hold on. This is when we do the editing. That's real nice. That'll look great in the studio. Keep it in the studio.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Okay.
Go with my historic home.
You can actually hold these up, Oscar.
Thank you.
For Rob, there are two T-shirts. The first is the black one. It has a Batman logo. And it's cool. It's the All-American Batman logo with the American
flag. That
is flag.
Very, very cool.
And the second is for fans of sports teams. And if you would hold that one up,
all
Oscar.
Right.
It says, go sports.
Yeah,
move the thing to the other thing. And the man sports. Yells, I'm super worked up because of stuff my team did. And he says, to be fair and for the record, I purchased the sports shirt before it was posted on the TMOS fan page a few days ago.
That's
and
cool.
Before
you'll
I
still
you
wear it, right?
Oh,
you'll
absolutely.
Wear that one, won't you?
Yes. And for Lonely...
He's a Rob Mobber. Rob wins so far.
Oh,
I
Rob
like my kid's
Mobber.
Book. Don't get me wrong. That kid's book is great. Thank you.
For Lonely Neglected Pony. Aww.
Oh,
there
good.
Are
I'm
two
glad
items.
Pony got a gift.
Matt has always been helpful to me with bonus show issues, so I've included a pack of Winston cigarettes and a box of nicotine gum.
So helpful. The gum is in case you want to quit with the Nicorette gum.
Right? Or I think Pony likes to chew gum and smoke a cigarette.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you chew gum and smoke?
No.
Have you ever used nicotine gum?
No.
No, just give it a try.
Yeah, nice. Right. It's
maybe
good.
Yeah, I will.
And they also have, of course, like every pack.
Don't
of
laugh.
Gum.
Don't laugh. Just tell the set. I hate it when you laugh when you're telling a story.
Why don't you tell
every
the
piece
story?
Of gum has a comic that features Nicotine Joe.
Nicotine Joe. Little Nicotine Joe. Pony, that nicotine gum, what does it say on the nicotine gum? Read it, because I want to see if that is designed specifically for you to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a generic nicotine gum.
Hey, how long since you've sparked up?
Like 20 minutes ago. I saw him outside.
Yeah. Why don't you have a piece of gum?
Yeah.
See how it treats you.
Give it a taste.
Give it a taste. Just do it.
Do it. Come on.
Do it for the show.
Do it for yourself.
Mike, do it for your health or something.
You're not going to. Mike, do you mind if I throw my leg up? My glutes are a little tight right now.
Yeah, you go right. It's so funny. Oh, look at that shoe.
Oh, yes. Shiny.
Look at that shoe. My God. The man, right? He's colorful with his feet, isn't he?
Yes, I
what
am.
Is that? What is that, a Nike product?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Made by little Chinese hands.
Is that... There we go. Send a letter to Oscar with that, too.
And there's one more sentence. Of course, we wouldn't want to leave Oscar out.
Please.
It's mentioned in the letter. Oscar, you own a home in Georgetown and have a smoking hot fiance. You already have it all. Sincerely, Jack O'Bannon. No
Touché.
Gift for you. No gift
Once
for you.
Once I have AC, I'll be just
well, I
fine.
I gave him my Honeycrisp thing.
I got a Honeycrisp sign.
Yeah, so Jack O'Bannon, your plan has been foiled.
Throw that
I
over
probably
here.
Shouldn't say this, but really, I appreciate all the kids' books for my kid.
Yeah,
that's
really
neat. Jack the farting dog.
You know what would be really nice?
Walter,
I wouldn't mind getting a T-shirt once in a while.
Hey, yeah, are you chewing or what, Pony?
Hey, fuck off.
What?
Well, I wasn't going to forget. Did you think we were going to forget?
Are you going to try it? Just
say,
give it a try.
Hey,
it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah. He's been a real hemorrhoid
today. Big rube
today. Yeah, what's your deal, dude?
He doesn't want to try the
gum.
Yeah,
just put it in your mouth and start
You know, actually, Dennis recommended to four out of their five patients who chew gum.
This could be what helps you quit, man.
Yeah.
By the way, I closed on fucking houses in less time than it took you to open that gum. All right, so what is the flavor?
It just tastes like mint.
Okay,
like regular
good.
Gum.
That's
nice.
Right. That's really nice. Mm-hmm.
So now, when you have a desire for a cigarette, it might quell that.
Try one of those.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot.
Can I see the box?
Let us know how you feel in the next 10 minutes if you have cravings.
Oh, Mike, you know what it is? It's Up and Up brand. Which
Tony, are you all right? Oh, no. He's fallen down and he can't get up. That's nasty.
I believe this is Target brand nicotine gum. Cool is mint it? Flavor with 4 milligrams of nicotine in every piece.
Oh. I got to say, because this is always a stream of consciousness show. As far as, calorie-friendly dessert products.
Ooh,
that
do tell.
There's this ice cream called Halo Top that is 280 calorie. It's a 280 calorie frozen dessert product.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla got into this. She loves their chocolate, their fake chocolate ice cream. I don't know what they make it out of, like bone marrow of pigs or something like that. But the fact is this stuff is really, really good. Well, they've become successful and they're extremely expensive, but they also they've started to add flavors. They have like a vanilla, they have a birthday cake, and they have that type of stuff.
Right.
But then they just added these two, and one of the flavors they added was salted caramel ice cream. And I will tell you, For 280 calories, it's a pint of ice cream.
For the whole pint is 280?
280 it calories is. For He's a right. pint, and it kills. It's absolutely
How
the
do they,
bomb.
How
high
do they
protein,
get
the, low sugar ice cream. Halo top.
That's what it is. High protein,
so the protein,
low sugar
the protein is what it is. Mike, I wanted to
the
get...
protein, right?
If I could get protein. If I could get more specific about the gum, I just found a very interesting fact that I think you'll like. This includes a user's guide, which, of course, Pony did not read. But it says... this product is for those who smoke their first cigarette within 30 minutes of waking up.
Yeah. Do you smoke your first cigarette within 30 minutes of waking up?
I think all smokers do.
Put your gum back in the mouth.
No, I'm on the radio. I can't have
you
gum.
Have to
rule.
Chew that, hey, son.
Give him the gum. Give him the gum. See if he wants to read about it and try to quit.
If you smoke your first cigarette more than 30 minutes after waking up, use Nicorette Polar Ice Gum 2 milligrams. For stepping down, of course.
Give me one of those. I'll chew one.
Okay. Well, give him the gum. No, you shouldn't take it. If
Why not?
Not?
I used to
because
smoke.
Because it's nicotine.
I have cravings.
It's going to loosen his glutes.
Yeah, well.
Did you work out this morning? Is that why you have tight glutes?
No, I went to Soul Cycle last night, Mike.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Soul good. Cycle. All right. Did it involve throwing skills?
You're getting old, Oscar. You are getting old. You're starting to.
Don't you
you're starting
know
to.
It.
Yep, that's
I know.
What happens.
All I do is I wake up and I'm like, eh, I'm not so young anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's right. And you know what it is? It's you can't continue doing the things you used to do without repercussions.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me. Walk worst. A mile in my limp a mile in my corrective shoes.
Your corrective shoes.
There you go. So you wanted to talk about cord cutting today. You wanted to actually talk about I have been I don't even pay attention to it. This is one thing where Oscar always talks about me living above my means and getting used to like just cutting costs. One of the areas that I desperately need
years,
to cut costs on is the DirecTV, where for my entire career, because I did what I did, I never wanted to miss anything.
Right.
And because of that, I subscribed to everything. And I continue to subscribe to everything. But I will tell you, I don't think it's as necessary as it used to be, because you can get everything online now. And B, there's still just the crap that's on regular DirecTV or cable that you get. So I am ready. I am ready to have that ridiculous multi-hundred-dollar expense every month eliminated from my life. I'd like to start doing that and really getting
you can
getting
now
forward.
Which is great.
So
you really
cutting
can.
The cord is something that appeals to me. So when you put that down, I was very curious about
well
it.
There is a new service. This broke this week, as a matter of fact, just a couple days ago. YouTube announces cable free TV subscription service. Now Oscar and I were actually discussing this yesterday.
Yes.
Before we even knew we would talk about
Strange.
It
now when I hear that, you know what I hear when I hear that right away, I hear, okay, yeah, this isn't really cutting the cord, this is just a new way of boning people
well,
to have an expensive
here's
service.
The deal. I've got DirecTV pared down to its bare minimum. I don't have any pay channels right now. I just use it for actual networks and the basic premium, and I've got it to about $68 a month. And that's
See,
not
I still
bad.
Think that, but I think for your local channels is really what you've got, and the networks. I think that's horseshit. I don't think you should have to pay
so
nearly that much.
That
but,
being
but
said,
that's, you're a hell of a lot better off than I am. That's for
the
sure.
YouTube subscription, $35 a month, and that gives you a family plan of 6 accounts. It's expected to launch in the next few months.
Mike, I was paying $220 a month. I called old Comcast. They said, "I see my promotional deal has run out."
They love that, because they will give you 3 free months of a lot of stuff, and then on right. that fourth bill, you go from about $110 to $300.
I went from $220 to $90 a month now I pay, simply by putting in the time and haggling with them.
You got to invest it.
Yeah.
That's
what I have to do.
Knock
it
down.
You know, I'm going to add it to the
But it's
the
not $35.
No. Mm-mm.
Which I would do here.
It's going to have 40 networks, and channels will include NBC, USA, FX, Freeform, which I do not know. ESPN.
What about HBO? That's the big one.
No, HBO not included. You can add Showtime and soccer programming for an additional fee.
And you can get HBO on any Apple TV simply by using the HBO Now app.
That's true. You can't do that on Apple TV.
That's it.
It looks like
so you can watch your Game of Thrones if you're
anytime.
Married to that one.
Anytime.
Okay.
Looks like it'll also have Sprout for the youngsters, Universal HD, Chiller. I'm trying to make this out.
Can I read them for
sci-fi?
You?
Sci-fi.
No,
and how
I think the font's too
it?
Small. On I see it here.
Okay, you got
ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, CW, Telemundo, ESPN, CSN, Fox, FS1, this is Fox Sports Channel, NBC, SN, so that's NBC Sports, USA, FX, Freeform, Disney, ESPN2, ESPN3, ESPN U, FS2, BTN. You've got the SEC Network, Bravo. You've got FX Sci-Fi, Disney Junior, XD, Universo, ESPN News, Golf, Nat Geo, MSNBC, Fox News, CNBC, Fox Business News, Local Now, FX Now, Sprout. And then you've got Nat Geo Wild, Chiller, and then you've got the YouTube
Wild.
Red.
Now, while that sounds good, keep in mind what you're not going to get, because this is something
add-on
that obviously...
are Fox Soccer and Showtime.
And Showtime. But missing are all Turner-owned channels, including CNN, Cartoon Network, TNT, Turner Classic Movies, the Viacom Network.
See that, can I just bring this up to... Okay, that's not cutting the cord to me. I mean, it's just like that you're getting another bullshit service where they are... They're putting what they have the rights to,
yes,
and then they're fucking boning you because you're not. I don't think that is the model that's gonna. You're taking another. That's another cable service.
But is it a step that's in the right direction? At least?
This is no. actually easier
no,
than cutting the cord.
Cutting the cord is cutting the cord.
I cut the cord for 3 years.
I know you did.
Like, and it was a pain in my ass. This
but
YouTube
it,
service.
But it, would make is it easier now?
This YouTube service, Mike, would make it easier. It would. This is what that would replace. Before, just for example.
And you could use your Apple TV to get this into your
TV, I had a digital antenna, right? We have one actually here in the studio. It works 50% of the time because of the way that the studio is built.
Good morning. I'm Guthrie.
So the digital antenna would be squirrely at best, depending on your coverage, right? Yeah.
And keep in mind, Mike, we do live nearly a mile from all the antennas.
Yes.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
It is.
Crazy.
Idea that I would go and I wouldn't want to watch the nightly news for NBC on over-the-air TV, I would have to essentially log into a service, and I didn't have the ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC over-the-air.
It just pisses me off that they don't have CNN. I just think there are certain cable staples that you should have.
You should have
CNN, you should have Fox News, and you should have MSNBC.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the three you should have everywhere. But
they have MSNBC. They have CNBC.
They have MSNBC?
Yes.
Yeah, they have the MSNBC.
Morning, Joe.
Fox News. I guess overall, maybe it's not ready for you, Mike, but for me, for a guy who did it for 3 years and got so annoyed with the process, was like, oh, this would make it easier.
How much is it a month again?
$35.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this so much so that, I mean, this is something that we, even going from 90 to 35, you're cutting down almost 50%.
$800 a year.
Yeah. So how do you deliver this to your television?
That's HDMI cord. And then you've got a cable, you got an internet connection. You're there.
That's it. You just have to have a smart TV of some sort or some sort of interface.
Yeah.
Yeah. No Food Network, Mike. No HBO. No Home and Garden TV.
That's a Turner Classic Movies kill you.
I don't watch the Food Network anymore. I stopped watching the Food Network when they became a competition show.
Oh, they do that a lot.
It used to be a great network, and now it's just like, you know, when I saw, you know, Muffin Wars, fuck you. I don't need that.
They have a Muffin Wars show?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you seen Ina Garten's Muffin?
I was doing shtick. What?
Do you know
Ina Garten's Muffin?
Yeah. Now, Ina Garten was one of the great shows. You know, she was terrific. I mean, I would love her little show.
Do you like her softcore show?
Hey, what was that racist lady?
It's Muff Wars.
I'm gonna make this incredible Coquille Saint-Jacques, and then I'm going to blow Jeff.
But it's softcore. It's only like Cinemax. It would be like, you know, she'd be going towards it, then a candle. Just lovely.
Jeffrey just got back from a long business trip, and boy, is he hungry for more than my stew.
Gross. Jeffrey came home, and he had two suitcases, and he was still able to ring the doorbell. How about that? It was the Barefoot Contessa, Mike. That was her
Barefoot
program.
Contessa. Thank you for that. Otherwise,
is she canceled?
No, but there's too many competition shows on now.
Can I say another thing about cable shows of that nature?
Yes.
When you talk about chefs, Ina Garten, and then Anthony Bourdain would be another one. And he's changed since he went to CNN, so it's gotten better. But back in the day, all those cooking shows, you want to talk about a cherry gig? They deliver
content.
Now, Guy Fieri works his ass off like
a
maniac. So he probably doesn't fit into this category. But the thing about you will go to, for a long period of time, you would go to a food show, say the Barefoot Contessa with Ina Garten. And you'd look up and go, oh, there's a Barefoot Contessa that's on the Food Network. And you'd look it up and it would say, and I am not exaggerating, 2003.
Yes,
like they would be generating the first run content
that's
putting
on there.
That's a lifetime
value of the content.
And they would all, well, see, but I don't think so. If you're a fan, you're getting
The worst about that, and you didn't watch it, was Good Eats. Good Eats would roll in like something from the first season. He looked like he was 10 years old.
How am I sounding up there, by the way?
You sound perfect. Do we sound horrible?
Okay.
Tony, why don't you look into that?
Mike, you actually...
That's why we got the fucking computer in here, isn't it?
I'm glad you brought up Guy Fieri, because I've been watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and the kids and
There are certain weekends where they run that starting like Friday at 3 in the afternoon, and they run it all weekend, right?
They'll do the all-day thing, and... The kids and I, you were the first one to call my attention to this. Find out when Guy really doesn't care for the food game.
Oh, well, I had a buddy of mine that worked for the Food Network, and he did one of those shows.
Yes.
And he said, hey, check out that barbecue joint I'm going to do in the next segment. It tasted like pure shit.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and because you never would know what was going. What are they going to do? I mean, if you're generating that kind of content where you're talking about good places
to go eat,
and you've invested in the travel.
I think I went to like the Silver Diner in Arlington, and Guy Fieri had been there. They had a big billboard of him. I said,
"Here's the thing,
Silver Diner."
I know
there are moments where you'll go in and you go, "Hey, it really is good," but then think about it. The pure logic of it. You're not going to go to every one of these joints that's sent in like as a listener or viewer recommendation where they're all fantastic just on sheer volume. But, you know, he goes in and I don't know. You could really break down Guy Fieri on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and say, that's his key.
We would all do it, though.
I think when he says tasty.
Yeah.
I think it's a buzzword for it ain't that great.
I like when he does a very unenthusiastic. That's on point.
How does that guy not gain more weight?
Because he eats like two bites and then he moves on. He's not eating a chicken fried steak every day. No. It makes it look like that. And but the guy, you know, the guy who was I used to love him interviewing people from food shows. Loved interviewing Guy Fieri. You know, it was a great moment when I interviewed Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
When the biggest disaster, the biggest douche was that guy Adam Richman. Who I don't think has a show. I don't know if he has a show anymore or not. But he had one of those shows where he just eats anything.
Yes. And, okay.
And he believed his own press. And then he got skinny. He's a food guy that got skinny. It was. I hate skinny food guys.
Me too.
I like fat food guys. Right. You know?
Duff
Although
was good.
I don't like Mario Batali. I'm not a big fan. He seems like he'd be an arrogant prick to work.
You know who I hate the most of all? And if I met him, I'd love to just kick him right in the shins. The Sandwich King. Fuck you.
Now, who is the Sandwich King?
He has a show called The Sandwich King. And, Mike, I did some internet research. Turned out, not really royalty.
What an asshole.
But he is.
Oh, my God. This guy looks like a douche.
The Sandwich King. What's his name?
Jeff Morrow. M-A-U-R-O.
What he does is he is on the cusp of all times of being a fat guy, but he doesn't. He won't own it.
Well, his face doesn't get fat. His body definitely
does.
He's
a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He doesn't get the fat face.
And the show, I think it's called The Chew.
Husky, I think is the word.
Yeah, if you're shopping at Sears, he would be a husky guy.
Why am I getting this old man from 60s television when I look up Jeff Morrow?
Sandwich King.
Is it M-O-O? Is it
M-A-U-R-O? Morrow.
He loves himself, and he's very much about complicated sandwiches, and I sit there and I look at it and I go, that would fall apart.
Oh, he's a nab. Good call, Rob. He's a nab. He looks like a total nab.
He is.
He really, really does. Yeah. And that phony kind of like happy guy.
I'm the everyman.
I'm the Sandwich King.
My face doesn't get fat.
Oh,
is he like a Food Network star guy? Is he?
Well, I think
a lot of them got their jobs that way, right?
He is Food Network. I think they were trying to groom him. What he did is he got his Sandwich King show, which never got out of like the early morning Saturday time slot, which is the graveyard. Then they put him on, is it The Chew? Is that the show where I think Batali's on it?
The Chew. I watched.
Well, that's Batali. It's that guy from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lady named Carla.
Yes.
And she's real skinny. And then there is one other person. Let's look it up. Let's look.
And
up the
last time I saw the show, they were making a peanut butter infused. They had a plain lady.
I think we're figuring out what the television is that Rob watches.
They don't have a Food Network.
They had a plain lady and a fat lady that came in from this restaurant that serves desserts and cocktails. And they said, we're going to make a peanut butter infused old fashioned, then use the leftover bourbon infused peanut butter to make a darkened peanut butter syrup to put on ice cream.
The Chew is Mario Batali, Carla Hall, There's another guy. What is his name? His name is Clinton Kelly.
Hey, does he ever go to the White Hall Inn?
What?
Does he ever go to the White Hall Inn?
Clinton Kelly. Try some of those fabulous Clinton fruit fritters. Kelly. There's Daphne Oz, and then Michael Simon is the Cleveland guy.
Okay. Well, there is another. Smiling. There is a Chew ripoff that has the Sandwich King on it, and right. he really pisses me off.
Yeah,
the
I don't. Sandwich that King. Guy just looks like. Oh my God! They said, "Okay, we can sell this guy because he's weirdly attractive, right? As a guy,
non-threatening. Yes,
right, very good.
But right, well, you're like, yourself. Dude, come on, some facial hair, something that says like you actually eat.
All we have to do is take some artisanal bread, put on a little mustard, maybe a tablespoon of coleslaw, cold corned beef, hot roast beef, a hot dog, chocolate sauce, and peanut butter. Voila, a beautiful sandwich.
And he's wearing bowling shirts that are mediums. Don't trust that.
I want to pitch a competing show to CBS, The Suck. I like The Suck. They've got the Chew, The Suck. That would be, be fantastic. Can you imagine, come on The Suck. You come on The Suck, but you really fuck up the food. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, and then they have all the same cameras where they have the overhead. And like, the end of the thing would be I'd be standing there and going, well, and then here's your omelet. And then they do an overhead shot, and it would look like a dead raccoon in the road. You know, they'd be like, here you go, try that. And then you'd have people, and you'd bring guests on like they do. But when they sample the food, you see them go, like that. You know, have that type of
thing.
Thanks
for coming out on The Suck.
Thanks for joining us on The Suck. Very good. It'd be a lot of fun. No, they're all chefs.
What about a 5-second rule show where everything's dropped on the floor for 5 seconds and then people see if it still tastes good?
And you bring people like bag ladies with shopping carts that walk
through.
You drop your hot dog on the floor. Go get it.
No, you serve it.
Oh, how about this?
But it has to be dropped for at least 5 seconds.
How about you
the
serve it in the front room and then you go to the back room camera?
Yeah.
Like Bar Rescue.
Yes.
And then the food has been dropped. Then the contestant who tastes the food has to guess how long it was on the floor.
That's great. Brilliant.
25 seconds.
Green light that tomorrow.
So if you look at the recipes on the Chew, they have like granola breakfast cookies, stewed black-eyed peas, and hoe cakes. What are hoe cakes? Oh, my
honey.
God. Where are those?
Eat it, honey.
That's more a subject for the
Rob's P-Wax hoe cake.
I watch the reels sometimes.
We don't sell them, Mike, in the restaurant. We sell them on the corner.
Hoe cakes, yeah.
And Mike,
take a taste, honey.
Eat it, honey. I'm Latin, and I'm a minority, thank you. Right. And I'll watch the reel, and I'll say, maybe the show isn't for me.
Yeah.
Because it's A. It's,
man,
it's,
these cakes are tasty, though.
It's all female, A, right? So they're talking about topics that really don't resonate with me. B.
What show? Are you talking about The Chew?
No, I'm talking about The Real.
The Real. Now, what is The Real?
The Real is predominantly.
First of all, as a template, think of The View.
Yes.
But it's a more urban take.
I would say it's just racially diverse. That's all it is,
okay.
Right?
All right.
So, urban take. So, it's the urban lifestyle.
I never said that.
So, it's racially diverse, and I'm like, okay, is it because they don't talk about racial subject
I'm looking
matter
at a picture of the coast.
For the most. But because I'm in the studio here, that comes up. That's a network that comes in. I don't know of what it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, like I don't like the talk. The Real is better for me.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if I'm understanding everything, like the subject matter, because the females, the female talk.
I can see
like,
why
whoa.
You watch this show, because Shanika's advice to hairstylists is work smarter, not harder.
Well, that's
I agree.
Not for me,
I
clearly.
Agree. That's right. Well, I don't know. Ever since you started watching, your hair has looked great.
But that's where you get sucked into daytime television if you're working from home sometimes.
You just watch it because of the hot Asian girl.
She's really
you?
Hot.
She is.
That's
she
it.
Is.
I know him so well.
And I'm not even an Asian so chick. Well. She's really, really hot.
I will sometimes turn on The View on CBS, and they have, is it Sarah Gilbert that was on Roseanne?
Yes.
She's one of the hosts. She
it's weird to see her as a host. She's
she
good,
always
though.
Looks horrified to say anything. Like they're going to yell at her. She looks so scared on that show.
Yeah, well, that's the talk, right? That's
the talk.
Show, that's the talk. How about the dick? The dick. How about, you know, yeah. How about we have a show with all men called The Dick? You know, yep. Who's the dick today? Hey, listen, what a great show. You know, at the end of the show, he said, well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen, want to thank, who's our dick of the day, Rob?
It's the sandwich king.
Mike, what about the pep talk?
Dick of the day. Oh, can you imagine that? Well, every show has done that. Mm-hmm. A dick of the day.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Mm-hmm. Our dick of the day. Oh, my
Pony
God.
Pony boy. For not chewing.
Yeah.
For not chewing his gum. Yeah,
all we wanted to do was take that extra step to take that Jones away from
a step
you,
away
you
know? From addiction.
Stop the shaking. Stop
is
the madness.
Is the show on Fox or is it on BET?
Fox.
The real Fox.
I think BET, is that TV1 now?
I think it is. Or yeah.
Looks like they've got
TV-ing.
A hot Latina there too, Oscar.
Yes. They have some very attractive guests and they have some very attractive hosts. I'm just saying that subject matter, as you would think, is not A, for guys, at least me, and B, for, I think you have to come from certain backgrounds to really get it. And as a Latino, I was like, I should probably get this.
I got it.
But no.
Yes. Yeah, they actually have a, on their website, they actually have a section with, would you like to be on the show? And you have to fit into a category. You're not a police officer, so you don't need a makeover. They want officers that want to make
makeover. Okay.
But are you ready to do the big chop? Are you in the process of transitioning from permed, relaxed hair to natural?
Yes.
Are you frustrated with styling your too textured hair and want to do the big chop? Are you unsure of the right products to keep your curls moisturized and healthy after the big chop? Mm. If this sounds like you or someone you know, tell us your story. Rob, we're set.
We are.
Can get you over there.
Was that part you said first about a policeman? They're looking for cops?
They're looking for cops. You lack a sense of fashion because you're always in your uniform?
Can you forward that to Officer Jerky?
Yeah, send that to
Jerky. Yes, Jerky can do it. Yeah. 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 Well, he'd be great on that show because we all know he loves diversity.
He does.
That's great. That's terrible. I love you, Jerky.
Jerky's
really
the
do.
Best.
Mom 411 information hotline for moms. And Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Do you love... Here we are.
Really?
We got Rob. Because I want to book you on the show.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you love to cook? Are you in... Here it is. Do you love to cook?
Yes, I do. I do.
Are you an adventurous eater?
Yes.
Give him that. Are you the best cook in your family?
Oh, yes. I'm the top three.
There you go. Does everyone rave about your culinary creations?
Yes.
They're the fruitcakes. There
you go. Do you think you would be a great judge or competitor on cooking shows like Iron Chef or Chopped?
I do believe I would do quite well.
Can replicate a recipe just by tasting it. That's tough right there.
But you know what? I've got a pretty good palate. I could do that.
And then I've got Oscar. Oscar, we're looking for money-hungry humans.
Nice.
Do you and two friends want to play a fun game on your show, on our show? Do you have a special event coming up?
A marriage?
A wedding?
Do you have a special event coming up and need some cash?
Yes.
We're looking for groups of three. We're looking for groups of three. It could be you, Todd,
and Shannon.
Maybe Shannon.
Yes.
To the participate. Devil.
How's that feel, Pony? So we were sitting right here.
Grab your sisters, besties, bridal party, or cousins for a chance to play. Write in unless there you go. That's he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
He would. Do
he
that.
Will.
Guys, I'm gonna have to take a couple days off. I'm going to the reel.
Yeah, and you're gonna go surf the back plane of a router with Todd.
I love it. I think this is brilliant. I'd
Mike,
like to do this.
Look in. Look, there are some redeeming factors and some train wreck sessions on that show. I guess the segments on that show where you're like, I like this program.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way about the chew. I'm not into food, but I'll sit here watching it and be like,
right.
That looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no way they're going to eat that. Oh, he'll hate that. Like, I'll start rooting for someone to hate something that they're trying and they're making.
The Sandwich King will eat anything.
I think we as Americans, and I believe this, I think we as Americans are truly looking for direction. And I think that's why shows like The Chew and The Talk and that, everybody we don't think out of the box, and we don't, it's not about information anymore. It's about opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what drives all of these television shows. That's what drives our day. I mean, that's what we're looking
Absolutely
for.
Absolutely fair.
Even something is, even though they're not professional broadcasters, you get these fat chefs that come out and they can, they can do what they do. That's the way it goes. And really, I've always believed that everybody should get all of their information from disc jockeys. That's what I think.
But DJs.
I think that's a good idea. Mike Beach.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think it's great. And so join us on the suck. the suck. And
I thought it was the pep talk.
And don't forget our spinoff.
Oh, the pep talk could work too, yeah. Right?
Pony spinoff, the gum.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and we could give recommendations and opinions and
yes.
Like food, restaurants, theater, movies.
Yes.
Movies. What's my recommendation for the suck today?
La La Land.
Yes.
There you go. See, that's a good way to end the show. Fantastic.
Buy the
that's
soundtrack.
Great. I appreciate it. Oh, that's not the
on
one
Amazon.
I want to do. How about
Amazon.
The summer montage? I like the summer montage. What a great show it was. Thank you. That's it. We're done. It's
over?
Show bonus. So
the, I am the king of all sandwiches.
We didn't get to anything.
Yes, the sandwich king. That's what we got from the show.
What
today.
An asshole.
Thank you, Rob. thank you so much for enjoying the bonus hour and supporting us and spread the word. We appreciate that. Pony, enjoy your gum.
I certainly will.
Thank you. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.